You guys are so loving Murder Monday, and I'm so excited. Candace tweeted us at Joan Alex Show has my undivided attention this Monday morning. I hope Murder Monday stays. Jackie said, "Is Yo Alex Raps a murderino? If not, you need be, honey." Miss Ashley and I are both murderinos. Please. Been there, done that. Samantha said, "I love hashtag Murder Monday." Kelsey, I love the new Murder Monday theme song.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana wrapping up the story this morning about the dating game killer. Yeah, this guy was actually on a dating show.
Bachelor number one.
Yes.
What's your best time?
The best time is at night. Nighttime.
Goodbye.
Why do you say that?
Because that's the only time there is.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So he won that. Okay. So when we left off here, Ashley, you're talking about how this guy, the dating game killer, asked his sister, "Hey, there's a storage locker in Seattle.
Yeah.
I need you to go there for me, open it up, take everything out, and just get rid of it.
Yes.
So what happened?
So police already know about this storage locker. When he's having this conversation with his sister, they're on their way. They open up the storage locker and find thousands of pictures of women and young girls.
Oh, no.
Underneath all of these pictures is a small silk purse.
Oh, no.
Filled with women's earrings.
Oh, gosh.
One pair of earrings can be linked to Robin Samso, the 12-year-old victim that he is actually incarcerated for at the time.
No.
So they use all of this mountain of evidence to convict him in 1980. He's sentenced to death. In 1986, his conviction gets overturned.
He gets why?
All technicalities.
How?
He gets a new trial.
Oh, come on.
Sentenced to death again.
Okay.
In early 2000s, overturned again.
What?
Jeez.
And in 2003, they're doing their third trial. They start collecting evidence again. And there's a new law in 2003 that actually requires, if you're a felon, for your DNA to be swabbed. Well, when they swab Rodney Alcala, all the cold cases
there
start
it is.
Rolling in.
It,
yeah,
right there.
All of them.
Yep. There's that one. And that one. Oh, and again.
So they link automatic right away four cases in California to this guy.
Get him. Roast him.
DNA from the earrings are linked back to these girls. So he goes on trial in 2010 for now five murders. They do them all together. And this time he acts as his own lawyer.
Of course. They always do. You know, I don't need a lawyer.
And he's like,
let my craziness be my lawyer.
Playing clips of himself on the dating game. His closing argument was like a song about murdering people.
Cute.
So
do
strange.
We have that song? Do we have that song? Murder, murder. That's what I like to do.
Number one on iTunes.
So in 2010, he gets convicted again. And after he's convicted, the Huntington police take all the photos from his storage locker. And 120 of them, they actually release to the public. They say, hey, there are all these girls we can't identify. They might be in trouble. They might be missing. They might be dead. We need to know. So of those 120 that they released, there were over 900 they couldn't release because they were sexually explicit, and that's not just something they could release on the internet.
Right, sure.
So 21 of the 120 photos are identified as women who are alive and okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Six families come forward, say that they can identify girls in the pictures, that they're missing, nothing really happens. There's one photo that has actually been linked to a case. The case was solved. Her name's Christine Thornton. It was solved because of these pictures. Her family saw the picture and knew that that's why she disappeared in 1977. And mind you, this was in Wyoming. He has been convicted of murders in New York, Washington, Northern California.
Which is rare, I feel like. They usually stay in one certain area.
Dude,
but he was all over the country.
He went from California to New York. We are Indiana, like crossroads of America.
Yeah.
So crossroads of killing, it sounds like.
Yeah. So I'm going to post a link to this actual site where you can see all these pictures. Like, I mean, I know this is crazy, but you never know. Like, part of Crime Stoppers is you, like, need to be aware of what's going on. So someone might know. I know this took place a long time ago, but
yeah. Where can we find this? What's your Twitter?
At @Ash_Flowers.
Okay, @Ash_Flowers. And we'll retweet that link too at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter too. And then I'm going to put couple of those pictures on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. By the way, Britt tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show, loving Ash Flowers on Murder Monday. Fellow hashtag Murderinos, get on board. You love this. Bailey said, when you sit in your car just to hear the Joe and Alex Show on Murder Monday. Georgie said, I'm sitting in my car avoiding going into work just to finish listening to this Murder Monday story. I'm so excited. You guys are loving it. So, and explain once again, if those are just tuning in, why is Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana important? Like, what exactly is it?
So, Crime Stoppers, all they are responsible for is taking tips anonymously so people can feel comfortable coming forward.
You can't be anonymous if you call the police about a crime?
You can't. They'll know who you're calling. They can subpoena you with Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana has never given up a tipster, so you're 100% anonymous. You can call in at 317-262-TIPS, or there's actually an app. It's called P3 Tips, and you can submit photos, videos, totally anonymously. Ooh. Also, for any murderinos, I mean, we're a nonprofit. We need volunteers. We need donors. You can go to the website crimetips.org if you're interested in volunteering or donating.
We'll make a blog, too. Let's put this together, radionowindy.com. It'll be up there in a little bit on the Joe and Alex Show. And we'll link everything that you just mentioned
Perfect.
Right there on one page. We can get that up there. Plus, if you miss this or want to play it again for your friends, we'll put the podcast up later. Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, thank you so much for coming in. And can you come back next week?
Yeah, we'll see you guys next Monday.
Every Monday at 7:30.